A lot of people consider the next song by George Harrison to be not only his finest composition, but also the best song of the album. He originally wrote it during the White Album sessions.
I wrote it as we were still recording that album, but I never finished it off. I could never think of words for it. And also because there was a James Taylor song called Something in the Way She Moves, which is the first line of that. And so then I thought of trying to change the words, but they were the words that came when I first wrote it. So in the end, I just left it as that and just called it Something. When I wrote it, I imagined somebody like Ray Charles doing it. It's, you know, that's how I, the feel I imagined, but because I'm not Ray Charles, then, you know, I'm sort of much more limited in what I can do. Then it came out like this. It's nice. It's probably the nicest melody tune that I've written.
He thought that it was too simple a song at first and left it for 6 months. Then he gave it to Joe Cocker to do. But before he had a chance to do it, George had revamped it and put it on Abbey Road. George says, it's probably got a range of 5 notes, which fits most singers' needs best. This, I suppose, is my most successful song with over 150 cover versions. My favorite version is the one by James Brown. That was excellent. John and Paul felt it was great, and both were pleased when it became the worldwide hit it certainly deserved. George's guitar break in the middle is probably one of his finest because of its taste and timing.